There's really two ways to look at this next story, and I want to talk about, in general, Africa and Obama's trip to Africa. But it also has a story component to it that is very much related to what we've just been talking about with gay rights. And that is one of the big stories out of Obama's trip to Africa, is that in Senegal, which is one of the countries he went to, he talked about gay rights because he kind of had to. It was what was up. And it turns out, of course, he knew this in advance, but homosexuality is illegal, and it's criminalized in Senegal. Also in Tanzania. It's also throughout Africa. And we see that there are these traditional stages of development. There's a stage, actually, where the closet looks like paradise, where, you mean, I can actually just stay in the closet, keep my mouth shut, keep my head down, never act on it, pretend I'm straight, marry a woman, get by as best I can. That looks good compared to these earlier stages of traditionalism, which are more infected with red, or the warrior stage of development. And we see these really in pockets throughout the world, but definitely focused in Africa and in some parts of the Middle East, well, most of the Middle East, it depends. In the Middle East, it's a little bit more flexible. But we see, for instance, in the tribal regions, like the Taliban in Afghanistan, that homosexuality is punishable by death. And they even have a particular way of doing it. And that is that a big hole is dug, the gay person is made to lie in it, and it is filled with rocks to make sure that you will never hear from him again. And this is a whole strata of humanity, this patriarchal, macho, might is right, highly testosterone-driven, brutal structure of development that we had for many thousands of years and still has sway in a lot of the world. You know, in Africa, mostly it's developed into a, you know, where it's criminalized. It's actually, I don't know of any executions in Africa, although in Uganda there are, there's always violence against gays that is sort of extra legal. That's some of what's going on there. And I must say that I appreciated the Senegal president. The media treated it as if it was a sort of a slap to Obama, but it really wasn't. And I'll actually read one of the quotes from the president of Senegal. His name is Macky Sally. And he said, "We are still not ready to change the law, but this doesn't mean that we are homophobic. Our society has to absolve these issues. It has to take time to digest them, bringing pressure to bear upon them on such issues as homosexuality." And that's, you know, basically somebody who sees a natural movement to history and a natural evolutionary movement to culture, and is probably, I don't know the specifics, but at least thinking in a way that is skillful with his country. And Obama said his typical thing, which I love Obama for this, but, you know, drives a lot of people crazy. He said that he believes that each country's customs must be respected, but that everyone should be treated equally. And of course, that's completely oxymoronic, because the customs of these countries is that these people would not be treated equally, and in fact, in many of their customs, they're hunted down and killed. And again, in some parts of Africa, that's really what's happening.